How did Bobby Kennedy's interest develop? I mean, you think of Democrats as being pro-labor.
At the time, Democrats were pro-labor, but there was also labor racketeering and corruption in pockets of different unions. And reporters had been digging into these. And one of them, Clark Mollenhof, a very aggressive reporter from Iowa, convinced Kennedy to take on labor rackets. Kennedy didn't want to do it. His father did not want him to do it because he thought going after labor would hurt his brother John F. Kennedy's chances in the 1960 election. But Bobby Kennedy wanted something of his own. He thought it was to achieve some sort of social good, and he was intrigued by the problem, and he wanted to dig into it.
But he didn't even really understand anything about organized labor. I mean, he came from this upper-crust New England background.
Bobby Kennedy was very naive about how labor unions work, why someone would join it, what it was like to be working class. And so it was really a journey of discovery for him. And Hoffa, who came up in Detroit in the bloody 30s, he just thought Kennedy was a punk, didn't understand how things worked in the real world. And so they had great personal animosity because there was a clash of class as well as good versus bad.
Was Hoffa ever a true believer in the labor cause?
Hoffa truly believed in the labor cause if it meant getting the highest dollar for your labor. He very sneeringly dismissed labor leaders like Walter Reuther, who saw it as part of a broader movement for social justice and fairness. Hoffa was a Republican, and everybody had his price, whether it was the businessman on the other side of the table in bargaining, or the cop on the picket line, or the judge who was hearing a case against a Teamster. Everyone had his price, he said. What's yours?
Well, one thing that I think is interesting to Seattle listeners is the role of Dave Beck, the man that Hoffa wound up succeeding. Can you tell me about Dave Beck?
Dave Beck was a very savvy, far-seeing labor leader. He came up in Seattle as a very poor kid. His father was a carpet installer. Beck made money catching rats on the wharfs, and if they had bubonic plague, the county department of health would give him a $5 bounty. So he started out, much like Hoffa did, as a labor leader with a local, but he expanded his powers, and he became president of the Teamsters in 1952.
But what did he wind up doing wrong that eventually sent him to prison?
Beck was, as Bobby Kennedy called him, a thief. So, for example, he got the Teamsters to purchase his home up on the shores of Lake Washington. He was a wealthy man, and he was very powerful. Eisenhower made him his labor ambassador. And at the time, the Teamsters were becoming the toughest, most powerful, biggest labor union in the United States.
Tell me about the focus that Bobby Kennedy had on Jimmy Hoffa. I mean, he just had this laser-like fixation on bringing him down. Where do you think that came from?
Bobby Kennedy couldn't pin down Hoffa when he dragged him before the Senate Rackets Committee hearings in 57, 58, 59. And Hoffa, who was a master of intimidation, would humiliate Kennedy publicly. So that really got under Kennedy's craw. In addition, the Senate Rackets Committee hearings took down Dave Beck relatively easy. Kennedy felt guilty. He realized he knocked out Beck, and then Hoffa climbed over Beck's back and became president. Kennedy thought he could take down Hoffa relatively easily as well, but he couldn't.
You open your book with a really dramatic scene of President John F. Kennedy just having been shot, and the news is making its way across the country, and Jimmy Hoffa's in a restaurant in Miami. He hears the news, and he stands on his chair and cheers. It's just amazing.
He hated the Kennedys. So when he heard that Kennedy was assassinated, you know, for out of his own self-interest, he was excited. As he said when asked by reporters for reaction, you know, Bobby Kennedy is just another lawyer now.
But he was convicted of jury tampering after the assassination, right?
In early 64, Kennedy's Justice Department had brought two cases against Hoffa, one in Tennessee and one in Chicago, and the end result was convictions in both of those. So finally, after all these indictments and all these acquittals and hung juries, Hoffa got his comeuppance.
James Neff is investigations editor at the Seattle Times. His new book is called Vendetta, Bobby Kennedy versus Jimmy Hoffa. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Ashley Gross, KPLU News.